Hey, it's Lisa. Welcome to the podcast. If you are looking for real and genuine conversations amongst women, then you have found yourself in exactly the right place. Sometimes it's a story from my life, sometimes it's a story from theirs. I am really glad you're here.
I can remember going on grade 6 camp. I remember being in the bus and looking out the window to my mum and tears falling down my face. I did not want to say goodbye. It was excruciating, and I think probably it's the first time I had. I have to check with mum, really, but I was able to do sleepovers and all of that sort of thing, but going away on camp, being away from mum, whoa, I was a mess. And it never got easier. I remember the next major goodbye from her was when I was probably in about year 9 or 10, something like that, maybe, yeah, the middle years of high school. And she and Dad did a trip to Ireland. My dad is Irish, and they headed over there. I don't know if it was for a special occasion or just because they wanted a bit of a holiday. And off they went. And we had someone take care of us for those few weeks, and I thought I was going to die. I hated it. I couldn't believe that they were actually leaving. And I mean, I can remember how it felt in my body. It was a really massive moment in my life. And I couldn't wait to see them. I was so worried about them. I was so worried that they wouldn't come back. I thought that they could die. And what would I do? You know, it was not going to be fun if that happened. But then the biggest goodbye that I remember, because, I mean, I ended up living away from home for 10 years. 5 years in Sydney and 5 years in Brisbane, and I cried every single time saying goodbye to mum, every time. I mean, it was ridiculous. It wasn't. I love myself, but there's something about goodbyes for Lisa. So this one particular time, I was 21. I'd done my double degree. I had saved up money. I had been working at Jeans West through my uni years. In fact, right before I left, I'd actually been working at Triple M, the radio station, and I had been out on the rock patrols. And I'd saved up money. I had saved up my money, and I was going on an overseas adventure for a year. Now, I might have saved some money, but I knew I was going to have to work when I got over there. Lucky for me, I have an Irish passport, and I was able to get some work over in Dublin, but I had to leave first, right? And I was going to see my boyfriend at the time. He had done a season in Whistler in Canada, and so he'd left before me. You know, tragically sad goodbye, of course, because goodbyes and Lisa. But then I'd built up, and I knew it was going to be my turn to go. I had my backpack, I had the tickets, and this is before we had mobile phones or anything like that that meant I could be in touch with my family. I mean, remember those crazy years? It was like 2002. And I was seriously traumatized by the idea of saying goodbye to my family. They all came out to the airport with me, and I could barely breathe. I was not coping with this whole situation. It was full on. I was excited. I mean, I was flying into America, And I mean, 9/11 had been not that long before, but off we went and into America and then up to Canada. And I was really looking forward to seeing my boyfriend. And I did not know how I was going to say goodbye to my family. I didn't want to. I was really nervous. Everyone had written me beautiful little letters that I would read later and practically a puddle on the floor. I just had to get through the gates. And at that stage, the gates were intense. Like, you walked through and they closed behind you. That was it. Done. And I remember just thinking, I have to do this. I have to walk through those doors. So I said goodbye to everyone. Oh my gosh, I feel teary even thinking about it. I can still see them there. And I walked through the gates and I knew I wouldn't see them for a year. And as I walked through the gates, I was crying so much, so heavily, that people around me asked me if I was okay. Are you all right? Someone said. Have you just said goodbye to someone you love? And I just looked at them and I'm like, literally, every person I love, I'm not going to see them for a year. I'm like hyperventilating. They're thinking, what is wrong with this person? Wow. Kept walking through and, you know, went through security and did all the things. And I mean, there was literally no way to contact them. And it's wild now. I mean, as soon as my kids do something like this, I expect selfies from the airport lounge. I'll probably call them and walk them through the whole thing. You know, like, contact. We're always in contact. And something happened. I had done the hard thing. And then I just felt this huge sense of liberation. Like, I'm doing it. We're here now. We get to go on this adventure. You are traveling by yourself to America. I mean, I now think about my parents and how tough it must have been. I mean, this was the time of I needed to pay money in internet cafes in order to send them emails, and that was it. And then a few random phone calls when we could afford phone cards. That's pretty great. Like, bye bye. I mean, I think about 21 now, I'm like, that's a child. That is effectively a child. And I got on this plane and off I went. And I was suddenly a woman in the world living my very best life. It was the best experience. Scary. But also I think I was almost too young and too naive to realize just how scary it was. I was there for the good times. And yet I experienced homesickness like I didn't even know it was possible to feel like that. Homesickness to me felt like hunger. So I ate a lot. It was like I was always hungry. I couldn't fill myself. I couldn't get rid of the feeling with food. And I'm not an emotional eater. In fact, usually what happens to me is when I'm feeling big emotions, I actually find it really hard to eat. But homesickness was different. And yet I had the best time. I had a really, really good time. But I have struggled my whole life with goodbyes. That one probably takes the cake when it comes to saying goodbye to my family. But, I mean, the ultimate goodbye was Nick leaving, he dying. I mean, that's a permanent goodbye, right? And I think that that's put goodbyes in perspective for me. Big time. But when I was 21 years old, my little Kathmandu backpack, I was not okay about that goodbye. And neither were the people around me going through customs. Bless their hearts. I hope you enjoyed that story. I love telling stories. If you want to become a better storyteller, then you really don't have long to jump into What's the Story. We close the doors Monday, 8th of April, and we kick off on Tuesday, the 9th. If you want to be a part of a group of budding storytellers, then I can't wait to see you inside. Just check out the link in my bio. It'll take you to the details. See you soon.
I hope you enjoyed this conversation. There are plenty more where this came from, so don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode. See you next time.